Very quickly, John chapter 4 this evening. Just want to share a couple of thoughts with you. I won't keep you long. I promise that if you ask good questions, and you did, that we won't take too long tonight. But I just want to leave you with a thought from John chapter 4. I think all of us are familiar with John chapter number 4 in what's going on here. Jesus is headed to the woman at the well. He's headed to Samaria to Sychar, and he has a divine appointment set up with a lady that he is going to lead to himself to help her understand who he is and come to a knowledge of salvation. And the passage is really neat here because we know, because we've all read this passage, we know that Jesus was headed to Samaria with a purpose, with a motive. The Bible says that he must needs go through Samaria. But it's interesting because the people that walked around with Jesus, his disciples, that were with him all of the time, that knew who he was, that did some really amazing things for him, they didn't always get it, right? Sometimes they were just as lost as we are a lot of times about what God is trying to do. And in the same way, I just want to show you right quick from John chapter number 4, something interesting. You know, sometimes we get distracted, right? You know, when we're driving down the road and we know that we should stay off of our phones, but the phone buzzes and we look and we say, ah, man, I need to take a quick look, and we get distracted. You know, sometimes when we're cooking, we may have the television on and we start watching a program while the food is in the oven, and all of a sudden the fire alarm is going off, the smoke detector is going off, letting us know that we got distracted. Well, the same thing happens in our lives as Christians. The same thing happens with the work of the Lord. Sometimes we can just get distracted from what the main thing that we're supposed to be doing is. And very quickly, I just want to show you from John chapter number 4, not about Jesus, not about Jesus, because you know what happens with Jesus. But I want to show you the disciples who got distracted from the work that they were supposed to be doing. The Bible says in verse number 1, "When therefore the Lord knew how the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John, though Jesus himself baptized not, but his disciples, he left Judea and departed again into Galilee, and he must needs go through Samaria. Then cometh he to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near to the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus on the well, and it was about the sixth hour. There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus saith unto her, Give me to drink. For his disciples were gone away unto the city to buy meat." Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, bless your word, Lord, in our time together. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You know, this is interesting here because in this passage, the Bible gives us several little parentheses. Because I can imagine that as Jesus was walking up to this town, Jesus sent in his 12 disciples. I mean, this was his team, right? These were the ones that were going to reach the world in his absence. And he sends them into this city called Sychar. And I can imagine that Jesus thought, man, I've got my crack team of disciples that are headed into this city. I want to reach this city with the gospel. I want to let them know Jesus, the Savior of the world, is sitting right outside. I'm going to send in my 12 disciples, the best that I've got. I'm going to send them into this city. And oh, look, here comes one little woman. I will talk to this woman while they take care of the whole city. I am sure that if I send 12 of my best men into the city, they will take care of everybody in there, and I'll take care of reaching this little woman that's come out to the well. Well, we see that the disciples went into the city, and you know that it didn't happen exactly like that. Why? Because they got distracted. And I find that in the work of the Lord, a lot of times, we get distracted as well. We know that God's purpose, we have it in Matthew 28, in Mark 16, we have it in Acts 1:8, we have it in every one of the Gospels. God's purpose is to reach the world. But a lot of times, even though we know that that is our main responsibility, that's the reason that God saved us, we get distracted from the main thing. And I believe that there's three reasons here that the disciples got distracted that I want to show you very quickly. And we find them actually in parentheses here in this passage. The first one is we find in chapter number 4, verse number 2. The Bible says that Jesus knew that the Pharisees knew that he had made a lot of disciples, more than John. And the Bible has our first parentheses, though Jesus himself baptized not, but his disciples. I believe that the first distraction that the disciples had was the distraction of activity. The disciples were really busy for God. And I find that in my life, it becomes very easy to get distracted doing things for God. And I can, in fact, get so distracted that I lose track of the main thing that I'm supposed to be doing for God is reaching other people with the gospel of Jesus Christ. I can be very involved preaching and teaching and traveling and doing all these other things and writing prayer letters and all those things that it can take my focus away from the fact that there is a person in front of me who is going to spend all of eternity in one place or the other. How many times do we get out, we're going about our daily lives, our business, the things that we have to do, and we are distracted by the cell phone in our hand, and we forget to look up at the cashier as a person who needs Jesus Christ, and we get distracted by the things that are going on, and we forget, God may have put me here today to make a difference in that person's life. How many times do we get so busy with the things that we need to get done, our schedule, that we forget that we are walking by people every single day that are in need of a Savior who loves them and gave their lives for them? Sometimes we can get so busy in the church, among God's people, that we forget that God saved us not just to work here among God's people, but to be a light to a lost and dying world. The disciples were very busy doing things for God. But when they had the opportunity to get out and reach people with the gospel, they missed the main thing. The Bible says that they were busy in the service of the Lord. They were busy discipling. I can imagine that, they were busy baptizing. I can imagine that, man, did you see how many we baptized yesterday? Man, we baptized even more today. Man, this is great in the service of the Lord. But they missed the opportunity to reach a city that Jesus had sent them into with a purpose. Not only were they distracted by activity, in verse number 8, the Bible says that Jesus is sitting at the well and he looks at a woman and he says, well, give me something to drink. And the Bible gives us another parenthesis. For his disciples were gone away unto the city to buy meat. The disciples were headed into the city as this woman was headed out of the city. And I believe with my whole heart that Jesus expected his disciples to let that city know that the Savior of the world is sitting right outside. They went into the city to buy meat. And they, can you imagine this thought? They're going in and they hate the Samaritans, right? We all understand that. The Jews did not like the Samaritans. The Jews hated the Samaritans, yet they would go into their city to get something to eat. So as they're walking down the city, look at these half-breeds here. Man, I can't believe this. I don't even like being in the city. I hate being in Samaria. The city was good enough to buy food, but it wasn't good enough to tell them that Jesus was sitting outside. You know, sometimes we can get so distracted by our own appetites, by our desires, by the things that we need to get done. You know, this person is good enough to sell me something, but they're not good enough to hand a tract to and let them know that they need Jesus. This person is good enough to wait on me, but they're not good enough to reach with the gospel. See, they got distracted by their own appetites, the things that they wanted to accomplish, that they forgot that there were people in that city. Imagine the person that sold them the food. A great opportunity in front of them to reach that person with the gospel. Imagine the person that gave them the water, that did whatever they were doing in town, that was helping them. They missed all of these opportunities because they were only focused on the things that they needed. The Bible says, for his disciples were gone away into the city to buy meat. They were distracted by their appetites. In the next verse, we understand what happens. The Bible says that Jesus looks at her, that she looks at Jesus and she says, well, how is it that you that are a Jew are asking of me, a Samaritan, to give you something? I don't understand. Sometimes we can get distracted by our attitudes. We can get distracted by prejudice. You know, in Brazil, prejudice is a really big problem. And you say, well, wait a minute. How is that possible? Brazil, prejudice. Yes, it is. But not because of the color of your skin, because of the amount of money that you have. They look at somebody who doesn't have any money and they say, well, you're nothing. They look at somebody who has money and they say, wow, you're something special. So the person that has money doesn't even want to go to church with the person who doesn't have any money. You have to have separate church for them because they won't go to the same place. The person that doesn't have any money won't go and worship with the person that does have money because they say, well, they're stealing from people. Well, they're not the right type of person. And the person that doesn't have it, that has money says, I don't want to be in church with those people over there. It happens all the time in Brazil. And you look and you say, those attitudes can sometimes get us away from the main thing, and that's reaching people with the gospel of Jesus Christ. The Jews and the Samaritans, they didn't like each other. So they weren't willing to reach them with the gospel. I just soon let them spend eternity in hell. It's okay, because they're not important to me. And sometimes we can get distracted by our attitudes. It's interesting here at the end, we all know what happens. They come back, and the Bible says that as they walk back up to Jesus, in verse number 27, the Bible says, "And upon this came the disciples and marveled that he talked with the woman, yet no man said, what seekest thou, or why talkest thou with her? And the woman then left her water pot and went her way into the city. Then saith one of them, and saith to the men, come see a man which told me all things I ever did. Is he not the Christ? Then they went out of the city and came unto him." It's interesting here, because the lady goes back into the city that the disciples had just walked out of. 12 men of God walked into a city and walked out with lunch. One woman walked into a city and came back bringing the entire city. Can you imagine? Can you imagine as all of those people are coming out of the city? They no doubt saw those 12 men that walked into the city. They no doubt whispered back and forth, oh, here come those Jews that are coming in the city. I bet they just want something to eat. Yeah, they can't stand us, but they'll eat our food. You know, can you imagine? As they're walking out of the city to see Jesus, who the disciples didn't even bother to let them know was sitting outside. The Savior of the world is sitting right outside. You should go and meet him. They're walking out. Can you imagine as the disciples are standing there holding their food, snacking on their falafel sandwich as they walk out? Can you imagine the owner of that store that they bought that food from walking by? Why didn't you let us know Jesus was sitting out here? Why didn't you let us know the Savior? You're supposed to be his disciples. Why would you? I sold you that food. I gave you that water. Why wouldn't you have let me know that the Savior of the world was sitting right outside? And I think it's the same way in our lives. There's going to be friends, neighbors, co-workers, family members that look at us and say, well, why didn't you let me know? I mean, Jesus, you know him? You know him? You never said anything to me. And we'll have to look at him and say, I'm sorry, I just got distracted. Got distracted by my work, by everything that was going on. I forgot to tell you that the one that created you, the one that loves you, the one that died on the cross for you, is sitting right outside and he's waiting for you. Let's not get distracted from the main thing. The main thing is reaching this world with the gospel of Jesus Christ. And as long as we're involved in his business, we're doing a good thing. Let's stay strong, reach this world with the gospel of Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you for this time that we can spend in your word and in your house. God, I pray that you would help us to never get distracted from the main thing. The disciples, Lord, got distracted. Lord, they were busy about so many things that they forgot about the people that you put in front of them to reach them with the gospel. Lord, help us to never get distracted, to remember that you put people in our paths every day that you want to meet, and you want us to bring them to you. For it's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
On behalf of everyone at Beacon Baptist Church, we thank you for joining us today. Our prayer is that your heart and life has been impacted through the biblical truths of this message. If you have questions or would like more information, please contact us through our website at beaconbaptistchurch.org. That's beaconbaptistchurch.org. May the Lord bless you.